Hello there, everyone. My name is Wes, and I'm joined by Adrian and Matt for another Healthy Stream episode. As a fair warning, we will spoil this week's movie in our review, so if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out and come back to this later. Let's get streaming! What's happening, guys? What's going on?
What's up?
What up?
Oh, you know, just hanging out.
Enjoying your 9/11?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I forgot.
It's a very special 9/11 episode.
I broke the one cardinal rule, and I forgot. I forgot until just now.
I didn't read enough bumper stickers, I see.
I did not. I just slipped my mind. Bummer.
Yeah.
Way to start the show, guys. Let's talk about a mass death, a whole terrible tragedy.
I mean, it feels pretty on point with this whole episode, so.
Yeah.
We got a lot of negativity to talk about, don't we?
That's for sure.
You can feel it in the air. There's a lot of people upset about the movies we watched, and you guys both look pretty angry.
This is what we call a hat trick in the biz.
I liked one of them, but yeah, we'll save that. I didn't like it. Well, anyway, we'll get to that. I was thinking, especially because these are three movies that, you know,
really grinded our gears.
Yeah, we did not. Yes, our Richard gears that we didn't like. And one of them was a beloved franchise between you and I, Adrian. We saw that movie. And Matt, I think you like that. Yeah, you know, you love that movie too.
Love all their movies. I love all Kevin James. Kevin Smith.
Yeah, Kevin James.
Call back. Mall Cop
8.
It's funny because they made the same mistake in the movie, but it just got me thinking about like movies that are beloved to many people that maybe you just missed the boat on, you know, like something that, oh man, everybody just loves, name a franchise here, and you're just going, what? Like, I don't see a thing in that. Yeah. You guys kind of know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Yes, I do.
You have something on the top of your head. You look like you're pissed off already, Adrian. Ugh. Or Matt. Look at Matt. Matt's angrier. Let's go to him.
People seem to love this movie, and it was highly praised. And I think I watched it with you, and I think you felt the same way. But The Hurt Locker.
Oh, yeah.
It's an extremely, like, one of the most overrated movies I think I've ever seen. People seem to absolutely love that movie, and it's really high praised. And that movie sucks.
Yeah,
I have not seen it.
Oh, you're doing yourself a favor.
Yeah, I agree. That movie was it was almost kind of like, how could you go wrong? It was like a bomb detonator during wartime. I mean, I was like, this is going to be fucking great. It's nominated for an Oscar. I think it won.
I think it did.
Best Picture or something.
Yeah.
And
first of all, Jeremy Renner, he just bothers me for some reason. I don't know what it is. All his roles just, ugh.
I've finally come around on him, but I think the reason he bothered me so much is because of The Hurt Locker.
Maybe
I didn't like that movie so much that I, like, every time I saw him again, I was like, this guy.
It really hurt your opinion of him?
Yeah, it did. It was like that movie, The Town, you know, with like Ben Affleck and him. And they were buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Even that movie, I was kind of like, I don't really like this movie because that guy.
He's not even a bad actor or anything.
No. Like I said, I've come around on him now. Yeah. I liked him in the Marvel movies and stuff, but The Hurt Locker sucked. I agree with that.
Especially 100%. According to how highly it's rated. And I just don't see what people see.
I'll give you a big agree with that one there, Matt.
Yeah. Another one, as far as, it's not a movie, but a series, which is hugely acclaimed, that I just never understood the hype behind it. I mean, it's not bad, but Breaking Bad, I just never really understood why it was so beloved. It was okay. It was on, what channel was it? It was on cable television, right?
I think FX.
A lot of the problems I have with stuff like that is you're dealing with a really edgy topic and drugs and stuff like that, and they don't ever say the F word.
Right.
You know, like it just like missing a huge gap in it. It's like
it should have been an HBO series.
Right. I think they could have done it way better on a pay channel, something like that, and got way better. I get it. I guess why people like it. I don't know. Just never sat with me.
Never saw that one either.
Really? I watched it. I remember we, my wife and I, when we first got together, we like, that was one of the things we binged. We like watched three or four episodes, like all in a row, or, you know, three seasons or whatever. We
just like sat and watched. Wanna smoke a bowl,
bro? Yeah.
Of crack.
Yeah. I mean, I did. I know exactly what you're saying, where you're just like, they can't say bad words and whatever. I felt like they did push the boundaries as much as they could with some of the violence and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought to start, it was a good series. Like, it definitely caught my interest in the beginning. And I thought the end of it was pretty cool. Like, it was done cinematically and just really kind of cool.
Yeah.
But all that middle stuff, I guess with like most TV series, I find the same problem. It's just filler.
Dragged on too long, right? They don't have a, I feel like they get to their end when they start running out of ideas. They're like, okay, let's just wrap this up. And it's like, well, you just put, if that was a movie, right? You just made a 9-hour movie that should have been a 3-hour movie.
For sure. If Breaking Bad was a movie, I think they would,
didn't they make a Breaking Bad movie?
They did. Yeah, with but it's like about Jesse, and I think it's after what happened. It was like a Netflix movie. It was
Need
movie.
For Speed.
It was something like that. Like, he drives a car.
It was actually that. I just thought of the pun there.
Oh, Need for I'm a little slow tonight, gentlemen. I missed that.
Play on words.
Yeah, but I could see that, Matt. I thought it was okay. I didn't fall in love with it, but.
I wouldn't say I hate it. I just thought it was extremely overrated.
It does remind me of one, but I'll let Adrian go ahead. I can see you steaming out of the ears over there.
Hate.
Yep, I got some ear steam going. The one I'm going to bring up is maybe going to piss a lot of people. Well, no, it's definitely going to piss a lot of people off. But I want to preface it that I want to like these movies. I just don't for some reason, and I can't explain why. I just find them very boring, but The Lord of the Rings, and keep in mind, I saw every single one of these in theaters for some reason, all three of the movies.
That's dedication to try to get over it.
He kept trying.
I kept trying. I'm like, sounds good. Let's try it again. Okay, maybe they're going to get it right the third time. Not that they got it wrong. I just do not understand it. I just don't understand the hype. I don't understand why people like it. I get bored, just bored watching the entire movie.
Yeah, so what do you mean? You don't like to see like walk cross country?
Whoa, you dropping M-bombs?
I thought that's what they were called in the fable. That's what their names were.
Oh, great. We're going to get a bunch of hate mail now. Thanks, man. I'm going to bleep that so we don't offend anyone.
It'll be in small text, though.
Why can't you say dwarves? Are they?
You can say dwarves.
Hobbits.
They're hobbits. Yeah. That's the word I was thinking of.
You just have a bad habit of saying it.
This guy, man, he deserves it.
But my main thing with it is they turn this love story between Frodo and Sam into this drawn out like movie trilogy where they're trying to throw a ring into a fucking volcano. It's like, just let those two fuck each other in the first movie and end it right there.
I think I was watching a different movie.
Should have been more Brokeback Mountain, less.
You see the way they look at each other and just stare and say each other's names. It's like the sexual tension between those two is palpable.
I wish I could quit you, Frodo.
It's a better movie if that happens. That's a better movie.
Go back to the Shire and shag.
Oh, spit on it, Frodo. Spit on it.
But really, it's anything to do with that genre of film, the medieval fantasy, just does nothing for me. Nothing at all.
Ugh, really?
No Game of Thrones over there?
No, it's super fucking boring to me. I don't know what it is. I want to like it. People love this shit. I want to be on the bandwagon of people talking about... I mean, it's over now, but...
Normalcy? You know,
I wouldn't even say that, but just like, you know, when there's a big deal and you want to be a part of it, but you just aren't...
Don't get it. Yeah, that's my Breaking Bad.
I imagine you like showing up to work today too, and you're just like, dude, the Red Wedding, huh? That was a doozy of an episode. And people are just like, what? Bro, that happened like fucking 6 years ago. Like that, like they're like, anybody want to talk about Game of Thrones still? I'm on episode 6.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that, that's some great stuff. I think you should check it out.
I've tried watching it. It does. I just...
At this point, doesn't matter.
I can't continue doing it because it's just a waste of my time. I have no interest in it.
I liked it. I really liked it. But on Lord of the Rings, I didn't fall in love with it. I was lukewarm to it, I guess. I thought it was cool, certain parts and stuff, but I didn't read the books. It wasn't my thing. I thought you were going to say Star Wars. I was going to fight you.
I do like the original Star Wars. After that, they're just like grasping at straws for the next six movies.
I know everyone knows that. I mean, if you saw the last one, did you see the last one? That was a full-on callback fest to your feelings. Like, it was nostalgia. That's all they did. They were just like, nostalgia, 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 nostalgia. They like had, and it worked. I mean, it was like they said lines from the first movie and they had R2-D2 whistling his goodbyes. And it was like, it was full on. Like, if you liked the first movies, it was like, just like, here you go. Feed your nostalgia button and don't pay attention to what's happening on the screen.
I think what happens when you have something like that, such a beloved franchise, it's really dangerous for them to try to make something original, you know, because people are going to fucking destroy you online regardless.
No matter what.
No matter what, they're going to destroy you because it's so beloved and people are, you know, there's no way you're going to please everybody. And I think they take the safe bet with something, a huge moneymaker like that. They're going to do what will somewhat be safe.
And I also think, I mean, you setting yourself up for failure when you give one director first one, and then you give it to another guy for the middle one, and then you give it back to the first one. It's like, you never get to, like, one guy's, he's going to take the second story and be like, forget all that happened in the first one.
Yeah.
This is what happened. And then the other guy comes.
It's like opposing, like, presidents, like, get elected. Like, I'm going to undo everything this fucking guy did. Then the next guy gets in, it's like, oh, fuck that. Exactly. I'm undoing all that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that didn't happen. No, I never said that. We're going to go this way. And it's supposed to make a comprehensive story. And it just, you know, but they're, I love them for what they are. I love the originals.
They're iconic, you know. But for sure. Yeah, I do. I love Lord of the Rings too.
What?
I don't know why I love those movies. Yeah.
I got to watch them again. I watched them when they came out and I didn't mean, not like them.
6.5 hours each.
It's a lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking.
I could think of a million things I'd rather do than watch any of those movies ever again.
I have one. If you're done, I have one that I want to bring up.
Oh, yeah. I was actually done 10 minutes ago. Go on.
Okay. You bring up Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, you're going to get some discussion, I assume. But you know what? Everyone seems to love this franchise and they can't. And then the new ones come out and they made freaking 1700 of them. So people love them. I'm not denying that. But I can't understand the Fast and the Furious franchise. It's just like,
it's pretty complex.
It's not.
It's too deep for you.
It's not. It's Point Break in cars. That was what the first one was.
The first one was good. The first one was
Point Break. Because Point Break's good. It was Point Break. And
you couldn't go to a mall. Sorry, you couldn't go to a mall anywhere without people driving up and down with lowered Civics around malls with movie theaters.
That's why they made that movie, is because, like, I remember the whole like modding craze where people were like putting body kits on a freaking, you know, 1989 Honda Civic
Corolla.
There was a guy that used to park out in front of my work, and he had like a, I don't know what he did, but he modified his like alarm system and he could like make it sing, and he was like sit out there and like push buttons and like make it like he would like play it like an instrument. We're just like, dude, go home. I remember that whole modding craze, and then they came out with this movie, and it was like everybody was like, oh hell yeah, badass cars. And it's just, well, I don't know, man. I'm just not a car guy, I guess. That's why. That's the other thing, is like I couldn't tell you. I watched that movie, I'm like, that's a fast car.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't it furious?
That car is both fast and furious. And the driver. I don't even want to talk about the driver.
Have you seen the newest one?
No, I haven't seen the absolute newest one, but I stopped like a long time ago. I haven't watched it, maybe from like 3 on.
Yeah, the newest one's a spinoff, and I think they finally made it like
Hobbs and Shaw or something, right?
Yeah, they made it the most ridiculous they fucking could. And it's actually more enjoyable that they just went 100% into it. They leaned into it 100% finally. Mm-hmm. And it's actually better than all the previous ones. But you have to know what you're getting into.
And that's the thing. I love shitty out there action movies. Like, I love those things. I love
Steven Seagal and
hell yeah. 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 Out to Kill Commando. Is like one of my all time favorite. Commando. I love those movies. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, it's nothing to do with that. I watch those movies and I go like, man, this isn't not for me. I don't know. It's like, I guess for you, Adrian, like watching people drive. Like, I don't, I don't know. It's just,
that's because your granny shifting and not double clutching like you're supposed to.
I don't even know what that means. See, I don't even know what that means. I just, I don't know. That's one of those movies where I just go, meh, whatever. Fast and the Furious 7, cool.
Jumping helicopters and Lamborghinis and shit, yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see that, but if I could just, like, fast forward, like, just show me the cool special effects scenes. I don't need to see Vin Diesel saying, I love you, bro. This is for family. And then, you know, then I wouldn't. Like, just skip all that. Just, like, watch the car jump over an airplane and
just have it be silent.
Silent film. I'll make up my own words. Yeah, hell yeah. That would be even better. The Fast and the... Oh, man, I wish I could think of a...
Curious. That doesn't really go with it. No, it rhymes.
I was trying to think of a word that was like deaf, but with an F. Like, I don't know if there is one. I took a shot. I was just trying to.
I got you.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
And a lot of the ones you do. And a lot of the ones you do take. So the other one, Matt, you mentioned Breaking Bad. Here's one that got super popular and captured everyone's Lost.
Oh, yeah. Same.
I watched a couple of those, and I worked in a store by myself with like a whole box set of that show. And I quit after like two seasons. I was like,
quit the job because
I quit the job.
Wasn't worth it. Not if Lost is going to be there.
I was like, I typed an email. I demand there's better entertainment in the store. Or I'm fucking leaving. I can't watch this J.J. Abrams bullshit. I just didn't know what was going on, man. I didn't know what was going on. It was like there was a dinosaur there. And then there was smoke monster. And it was like, I mean, it was so out there that I was like, does this mean something? Is this cerebral? I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, it's
like,
one of those that feels like they're making it up as they go.
It for sure did.
Like, we'll judge what the audience will make this thing in the next week. Find out what happened in the last episode. I don't know. Yeah, that one. I quit very early, so I didn't. Yeah.
I go, it's like, is this just like random entertainment? Like, is this supposed to mean something? This is a metaphor for something? Is there like, what am I missing here? Because this is like a soap opera.
It is.
I mean, yeah. It was like like somebody's cousin dies and then they're back and then they're like, then they're an evil count that's trying to kill him. Like, this is a soap opera show. Like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know.
Yeah. When it was on live, I was living with roommates and they were watching it. So I just sat through like a season or two of it. And every time it ended, every single episode on a goddamn cliffhanger, yeah, it pissed always, me off always. So bad. It's like, you can't just be like, okay, I'm going to give you a little something to intrigue you about the next episode. It's like, no, a goddamn cliffhanger at the end of every episode. It made me so mad. I eventually moved out.
It's because
I didn't want to live with it anymore.
Like, I quit my job. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're just like, I'm out of here.
It's like one of those cell phone games that just bait you into continuing to play, you know, like, oh, we'll give you an ad or whatever it is. And they're trying to get you addicted.
For sure. Yeah. It's like when you get old enough to realize like Scooby-Doo is the same episode over and over and over again. You're like, this is a formula.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid enough for this anymore. You're just going to do something. Leave me hanging. Do something. Leave me hanging. Sell advertisements.
Guy in a mask.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, it sounds like we're all good and negative now. Let's everybody's all pissed off. And
let's crack into it.
Talk about stuff we hate. Yeah. Let's Matt, why don't you go ahead and defend yourself for
please do
for suggesting this movie, Arbitrage.
Well, yeah, I can imagine that you guys are wondering why. And I don't really have a good reason other than browsing Netflix and hearing that it was a good film. Had some good actors in it, actresses in it. And I thought, like, how can it be that bad? It seemed like it was going to be a cool drama with some maybe some plot twists and stuff like that. And so, like Wes, I took a shot.
Took a shot.
Airball.
Well, let's hear what you thought about it. Give us some talking points. What'd you think?
The problem I have with the movie was that they like glazed over it. Things like it, they seem to matter. But if you're looking at it, like it did, nothing really seemed to have any urgency. He didn't seem to ever be in really any sort of big trouble. Like there was the part, you know, where he mismanaging money or taking advantage of the company and buying things. And they never really get into the full details of what he's doing and what he did. And then they take a portion where he's obviously sleeping with another woman and having an affair. And his wife knows anyway, after you find out later, she knows the whole time. And he knew that she knew. So it's like, well, why would you get in this accident and then flee the scene over something that wasn't even that big of a deal? You could have been, he made problems for himself. And then those problems, they just resolve themselves. Like nothing ever happens. At the end of the movie, you're almost sitting there going like, okay. In the ending of it, there's no problem. It's just done. He's like, okay, well, I lost my wife and my family, right? But he didn't really seem to care that much anyway.
No, well, I think he's stuck because if he signs those papers with his wife, because she gave him that.
She gave
that
an ultimatum at the end.
Yep, which is a favorable divorce in her favor. So it's like right. she gets to take, he'll have no money.
Well, she also said you have plenty of money in offshore accounts, which you'll be fine, which it is. So it's like he's getting out of a marriage that he was not really fucking happy in, obviously, anyway. Obviously, his daughter's relationship is probably the biggest one he lost.
Yeah.
And in the whole manslaughter case where he's in the accident, which was just fucking weird, then nothing happens with that.
Dude, he was banging too hard, man. Put his ass to sleep.
Yeah.
Busted a fat nut. Didn't stay away.
And he got some dope art out of it.
Yeah, I don't know if he thought it was
that
dope.
Was some nice art.
So I don't know, man. It just didn't hit. I just was watching it without any sort of like connection to anything. It didn't like gather me in at all.
I see what you're saying. I think that he, even though he has money and offshore, like he's not gonna be a bum, but for a guy like that, his lifestyle is gonna change quite a bit. To like
go buy a beach on Bahamas and for.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if he was
going to be fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Europe, I think, but a guy like that would right. be like, man, he's driven I don't want to go live in a $500,000 house in the whatever. And like, he
you
wants
know how many gerbils he could buy.
How many?
Thanks for addressing the gerbil in the ass.
Yeah, the gerbil in the ass that we've all been avoiding. But I see what you're saying. I mean, it. Like, that's obviously the better option, I guess. But he still loses his family. I don't know. I mean,
the main plot point to me was the going to jail, right? Like, that for being arrested for manslaughter. That was the teetering part where you're going to lose everything. And it was, I don't know, it just didn't. There was no, like, sense of urgency for anything. Or, like, the making you feel like, oh, shit. Like, this is going to suck. Like, this is, it just never felt that way. And then at the end, to top it off, nothing happened.
Yeah, I guess so it's different for me too, because I'll admit this is a rewatch. I saw this movie back in, I don't know, 2000, whenever it came out. So I kind of already knew what was going on. So maybe I, like on a second viewing, I saw things a little bit differently, but I don't know. I think it's just kind of like one of those Shakespearean kind of like tragedies where like this guy's, he's fucked either way. Like he's, and they just kind of leave it as like, well, you can decide either his wife fucks him and takes all of his money or his company or he goes to jail for murder, you know? So it's like, he's fucked either way at the end. It's just kind of like a,
to bring that up too. The only problem he really did is flee the scene.
Yeah.
Otherwise he didn't, I mean, he was in a car accident. He wasn't drunk. He wasn't anything like the end. He refused to call the police and fled the scene to, because he was scared about the affair being caught, which they later say that they're
driving after busting too big of a nut.
Under the influence.
police are gonna check your balls, dude. They're ball fluid. Like,
drowsiness may occur.
Yeah. Let me check the dipstick real quick.
Yeah.
You're a quart low. What's going on, buddy?
Detective, this man's balls were almost empty. There is guilty. No way. There is no way he stayed awake for longer than 5 minutes driving this car.
And we found a family of gerbils living in his ass. We don't know if it's related or not, but yeah. Definitely couldn't have helped.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know. Didn't hit the mark with me. What'd you guys think?
Well, my big problem with this movie, more than any of the things I'm going to talk about, is I don't give a shit about anyone in this movie. They all seem like pretty horrible people that I... Like, the only guy I felt remotely bad for was Jimmy, the guy who gave him a ride.
And yeah, the guy got fucked.
Yeah, he got fucked. And he was still trying to do, like, he's still
sticking up for him, snitching. Still not ratting him out. Yeah.
You know, it looked through a good portion of the movie like he was going to get screwed over, and he's just trying to live his life. But other than that, like,
said, I'll give you $5,000. Are you kidding me? $5,000?
Yes, I can start the negotiation somewhere.
Okay, I'm at like $250 million. You're at $5,000.
Yeah, we got some ground to cover, but we'll figure it out. Just get over here.
So we have him and his family. I don't care about. They all seem like shitty people for the most part. We have the cops who seem like shitty people too. And clearly just no one. Yeah, they seemed like it. And that cop was the most stereotypical fucking police officer
I've ever seen portrayed
in a movie. Yeah, because he's a caricature. That's why you liked him.
He sure knew where to find Jimmy on the street every time. He'd be pull up next to him. He's walking down the street like, Jimmy, what the fuck, man? How the fuck do you know where he's going to be?
Why does Jimmy keep getting into the car with police officers when he doesn't have to? Learn your rights, Jimmy. Like,
come on,
Jimmy. Lawyer.
I don't care. Get in. Come on, man.
They had some dirt on him.
Well, they could arrest him if they had dirt on him. You just shouldn't fucking get into the car.
You're a black guy. You got to get in. We're the cops. You've seen how this works out.
That's literally what it seemed like. That's
yeah. Tim Roth.
That's, yeah. No, he did. They were great. It was great acting.
But I agree. Like, he did a good job as a cop. I just think the character was written like a caricature. It was like a cartoon version of a dirty cop, basically. It was just very basic, like, hey, you know, come on, get in the car, Jimmy. Come on, we got stuff on you, Jimmy. Get in. I mean, put your ass away for 10 years if you don't get in the car, Jimmy. You know, it's just like, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess I could see that. I like Tim Roth. I thought he was pretty good. This time watching it, I didn't hate it. I mean, I thought it was just kind of this guy's fall from grace, this type of story where, you know, this dude's a, you know, obviously a rich, successful guy and looks like he has everything on the surface. And then all these things going on below that are just going to pull him down at some point.
I guess they never built that character to make you feel anything when he fell. You're just like, I don't care.
No, I didn't care about him. No, I didn't. But it's just, I guess it was more one of those things where you're just like, when you see somebody, you know, stuck between, you know, a furnace,
a gerbil and
a tube, where it's one of those things where you just kind of go like, ooh, you're going to get it now. It's like,
sucks
one of
to
those,
be you.
Yeah. Not so much that I cared what was going to happen to the guy or whether or not I agreed with that he should get it. It was more just like, ooh, he's going to get busted now. Oh, he's really going to get busted now. It's like kind of one of those where I guess you're not supposed to like him. You know, it's more just supposed to be like, oh, dude, this guy's fucked.
It's like, yeah, right out of the gate, they're like, he's living a double life and committing fraud and trying to fuck people over selling his company. So it's like,
there were no heroes.
He's your typical white collar criminal right out the gate. So I just didn't really feel anything positive towards him through the entire movie.
Just nothing really happened. Even for the cop, he like fraudulently try to get him just because he's a rich guy. That's basically what they say. It's like, well, these rich guys are going to get it one way or the other. The judge is like, if you're going to get him, you got to get him right. Like, they just out to get him. Like, well, that's not cool either. Fuck everybody.
Well, I mean, he killed somebody and bailed.
Well, he didn't. I mean, she got in the car with a drained ball sack. You know the risks.
Once you, yeah. You better not suck that man too good before you get in the car.
I have a feeling she had a part to play in those balls being drained. I think she was complicit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She was not wearing a seatbelt either.
Which would be fine if you would just be like, oh man, I fell asleep at the wheel and we tipped over. You would get, like, they would just be like, all right, but then your family's not going to be cool with that.
Well, apparently she was later. She's like, I know what's going on the whole time.
Well, she wasn't cool with it. She was like, it's cool that you bang your secretaries and your, you know, whatever. But she was like, now I know you're caught. And so she's like,
using her cards, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But here's a divorce. It didn't really matter. Like, it didn't, like, she already knew everything anyway.
Yeah.
So the entire movie could have been erased with a 911 phone call.
Yep. If he would have made that, he would have pressed send, this movie wouldn't have happened for the, like, at least the way it did.
But he didn't know. I mean, he
he wouldn't have been arrested. He was in a car accident.
Right. Then Susan Sarandon could still like take his ass to fucking the house and take all of his money and shit. And maybe his sale doesn't go through because like of the company, because like, oh, you turned out to be a fucking shithead. Nah, we don't want anything to do with the sale. And then he loses all of his money. Like, he's trying to fucking keep both ships running.
Yeah, but both of them weren't looking like they were going to be too hot either way for the most part.
Well, that was the point of the movie, is he's just like, oh, fuck, I'm trying to get these two things. He's trying to fucking skate. You know,
yeah, I get it. I just don't care.
When you make no one give a shit. Yeah. Like no one cares. Like, okay, yada, yada, yada. Let's wrap this thing up.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. I was like, ooh, this motherfucker's in trouble. And I liked it. But I mean, I didn't love it. I'm not going to give it a huge review or anything, but.
Well, let me ask you this. If I told you this movie was made in 1995, would you believe me?
Yeah. Yes, I think I would, because this is like this. You know what it reminded me of is like some of those blockbuster movies like people used to bring home and you're just like, well, what's this movie? And it, like when I was a kid, and you're just like, yeah. And it was just some like weird.
What a description.
It was like, you know, like some random.
What'd you get this at Blockbuster?
What is this movie? Cautionary tale. Just some random cautionary tale about like, don't be a dick. You're like, oh, see what happens?
Like, this could have been, like, The Firm or something. Some Michael For Douglas sure. movie from
yeah.
the 90s.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I was like, yeah, I kind of like this. But, kind of. But I agree with you guys saying. I mean, I didn't love Richard Gere to begin with. Not as much as he loves hamsters. You know?
That's what Trimble's I rumored. Bro. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Just for the legal. Allegedly. None of this is confirmed. We are just
about what I just said. He loves hamsters. I didn't say he's talking up his ass.
I think you can say. I think legally you can say hamsters. Gerbils is where we get into.
Gerbils. Gerbils. I forget my marmots.
That's unfortunate for the name that you have.
Yeah,
but I do think the car crash was the most exciting part of the entire movie.
Hey, which by the way, was that too loud for the fucking dialogue, or was it? Did you guys have to turn?
Are you talking audio issues?
This is actually okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have any.
Talking audio issues.
Yeah, I didn't have any either.
Thought it was okay.
Seemed a tad loud, but maybe I was just being sensitive.
It's a fucking car crash.
Yeah. I mean, it's not supposed to be quiet, but it was just kind of like, I did have to click it down a little bit, like, fuck. And then back up when they started talking. But, you know, it's just the world we
one
live in.
One part of the movie, you know? Yeah, one part of the movie. I did think his daughter was a good actress. She looked really familiar to me and I couldn't place it. So I had to go look her up. Her name's Britt Marling. And I don't know if you guys ever seen the show The OA on Netflix, but it's a pretty cool little sci-fi series that she stars in. It's like, I think 2 seasons long and it like wraps up the whole thing. Definitely check it out if you're interested in that. She's a good actress. So
nice.
I also kind of noticed her. I was like, have I seen that before? I've never seen the OA, but I made the same kind of thought. I was like, I've seen her. Where is she from? Like, I've seen her in something. So we'll keep a lookout. Maybe she'll come on the show sometime to hang out with us.
I would like that.
Great. Brit, please. I don't know, guys. I don't have much else to say about this movie. I mean, there wasn't much to break down. It is what it is. He fucked up. He broke some laws and he got caught. In one way or the other, it just kind of leaves it up to you. But
there's an update I am curious about, though. Did Jimmy ever own that Applebee's?
Was it an Applebee's? I thought he was trying
to buy an Applebee's. And shockingly, Richard Gere did not know what Applebee's was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I thought it wasn't an Applebee's. It was something else. It was like a TGI.
No, it was an Applebee's.
Applebee's?
Mm-hmm. It was Applebee's.
Man, what a bad investment.
Richard Gere had no idea what it was.
Applebee's fucking sucks, dude. Oh, actually, wait, now we got to pause from a word from our sponsors. Hey, guys, if you're hungry, head on down to Applebee's where we are serving up the best good home food in the neighborhood. Anyways, back to the show.
And please give a shout out to our owner, Jimmy.
Applebee's is gross, dude. Fuck Applebee's.
Damn. Harsh words.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, I don't think it's great, but it's never wronged me the way it's probably wronged you.
Yeah, I'll fuck up some Applebee's.
I remember eating like an Applebee's Caesar chicken salad. Like, right? Whoa. Like Caesar chicken salad.
It's a strange menu choice for you, but go on.
And I had to slam pedal to the metal the entire way, maybe run a few red lights and basically clinch my anus at 3 or 4 of those lights to try to hold in the destruction that I laid in my toilet. That thing fucked my stomach up.
Gave you the Apple BGs.
A chicken Caesar salad, guys.
Wow.
That's lettuce and microwave chicken.
And 6,000 calories of Caesar dressing.
The dressing's what got you, 100% guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Stabbed you in the back just like Caesar.
Mm-hmm. Julius.
Julius. It was the Julius Caesar dressing. This is going to fuck your back up. It's our homemade Applebee's special Julius Caesar dressing. Watch your back.
I only have one last thing to say in this movie. At the end, the guy who buys the company just gets the information that he's been ripped off. And he's like, it's fine. And then moves on. Yeah. What the fuck is that about?
The whole thing was like that. That was the whole movie in a box.
Well, I think he was part of the fraud, wasn't he? Because he was like the guy that came to him about the copper plant. Or did I misunderstand that?
They put the money back in. So everything was fine. Like they were still going to get everything back. And like nothing really happened. And this guy's left with the choice of going to jail, which obviously not going to do. He ran to avoid that.
It's not his choice.
No, I know. It is because he can choose to either give her the money and just leave.
Right.
Which he's going to do, obviously. Why wouldn't he? The other option is way worse. He's not going to do that.
Probably an ego thing. I mean, he seems like, you know,
you're not going to prison and ruining your life. Like, it's not happening. He's just going to go, okay, I'm out.
Or you try to fight it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I see what you're saying. I mean, yeah, it wasn't
a good movie.
It just seemed like the guy pointed out, hey, you're missing.
What, it's like I ran the audit.
$4 million. What was it? How much was it? $400 million. $4 million. I forget. Some
40 number. Or 400. Yeah.
Something with a four.
Started with a four.
Definitely a four. And then he's like,
I'm an accountant. I'm not.
And he's like, what do you think? He's like, what do you think? He's like, I think it's fine. And then that was it. It was so dumb. So fucking dumb.
What would you, if you were in, would you just like slam the papers on the ground and be like, no, and then just jump out of the side of the car?
You get an attorney and you sue him for fraud.
Yeah. You send him to jail for ripping you off.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the guy would, but if you're just telling the guy next to you, you wouldn't be like,
oh. That was the guy that was doing the deal though. It was like his attorney. And he's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Let's go get some Applebee's. Call it a night.
I hope Jimmy's working tonight.
He makes the best Julius Caesar dressing than the 50s. Yeah. All right. Well, let's just rake this fucking thing.
All right. I think I gave it 1.5 stars.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's generous.
I mean, they only give you five of these things to hand out. You got to, especially for how highly ranked it was. You say it won a reward or an award?
It won a Golden Globe.
Golden Globe? No, I've eaten better Applebee's than that. I'd rank my Applebee's meals over this movie, unfortunately.
It was Golden Globes for best car crash.
Loudest car crash.
Loudest car crash in a movie for 2012.
Hell yeah.
So I guess I'll rate it now. I gave it 2 stars, and I've gone over just about everything. I think if they cut this thing down to a solid 60 minutes, I would have given it 2.5. But me having to sit through that last...
How long was it?
It was about 1 hour and 45 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I think
needed to be about somewhere around 30, there. 36 minutes, somewhere around there.
It could have gotten 4 stars if it was like 30 minutes.
It should have been a show on TBS. One episode.
I agree.
Fair enough. I was kinder to the movie, guys. I gave it a 3.5. I thought...
Almost perfect.
No, fuck no. Far from perfect. It's above average. I went above average. If for me, it was like, it, you know, if your average movie is, you know, say Jay and Silent Bob reboot, this was better.
I disagree with that. I
think you have a distorted version of average.
That would not be average in my opinion. That's below average, but I'm just setting the stage.
If you're giving this thing stars from 1995, I understand 3.5 because I'm sure 1995, this was a way better movie.
I thought it was well acted. I thought the story was, in my opinion, compelling enough. Didn't bore me enough to where I said, hey, you know what? It's a little bit better than average. I'll give it 3.5. So there you go.
You, sir, have an iron will and a decrepit brain.
Those are the two parts of success. I've ridden those to the top. All right, guys. Well, that's the movie review.
It is.
Let's draw our swords and get ready to do battle on the squared
medieval. You know how Adrian feels about that.
Yeah, I've already lost it. He's sleeping right now. He fell asleep. As soon as they said swords, he knocked Let's out.
Walk for 3 hours to the battlefield
and do some dueling on the squared Skype circle. This month's battle royale. Let's get right into it, guys. Matt, I'm going to let you take over here and let you pass the torch to who it needs to be passed to. And you set this whole fight up. This is your fight. Let's roll.
All right. So what I was looking for, to recap this thing, I was looking for a funny movie that I have not seen and preferably that you guys have not yet seen. And I think that was the case, right? No one had seen each other's movies.
That is true.
That's correct.
Okay. And the main thing I was looking for was a comedy. I wanted to be able to laugh. And I want to know why you guys did this. when I asked for some humor, you punched me in the face, both of you. I'm extremely displeased with both of your decisions. You guys both should be ashamed of yourselves. And you know what, Adrian, you can apologize first.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. You asked for a movie that neither of us have seen before. And so therefore, I could not know the quality of movie I was giving to you.
That's not an excuse.
So I had to go based on history. So Kevin Smith has a history of making movies we all like and have laughed at before. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and pull this guy up because I haven't seen it. I've wanted to see it and I threw it in there. Basically, you know, the movie's making fun of Kevin Smith's career. That's what this whole movie was, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. It makes sense if you've watched all the other movies. If you're going into it not seeing them, it'll be fucking ridiculous jibber jabber to you. It simultaneously parodies a reboot while being one and a sequel, which I thought was interesting. Keep in mind, I'm not defending that this is the funniest movie ever or anything, but it's definitely better than Wes's pile of garbage that he threw at you. Not to mention, I gave you the most famous people you're going to get in any movie this side of the Mississippi. You can't knock me on that.
He's got a point. I will say there was a lot of points in this movie that they were set up for them to make a lot of really good funny jokes that they were relevant in their other movies. You know, there was really a lot of setups and they just sailed them in. It just seemed like they weren't even trying. They were just super lackluster and really disappointing. I don't know. Wes, you got something to say about that?
I do. I actually came in. I was excited that Adrian proposed Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
I was too.
You know, expected to come in here and lose, you know, I was the
rightfully so. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the decrepit brain part.
I came in thinking, man, the movie I submitted sucks. And this Jay and Silent Bob movie is going to be great. And whatever, I'm going to get to watch a hilarious movie that I wanted to watch anyways, because I beloved not only the Kevin Smith movies, but especially the Jay and Silent Bob movies.
Yep. Clerks 2 even.
Well, I mean, well, yeah, the first one, James the first, Bob. The Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Yeah. I mean, that I think we saw in the theaters, Adrian, what, 3.5 times?
Probably at least.
A half. We call it a half because we were drunk at least 2 or 3 of the times. So it's like those are halves. We saw it a shitload.
I agree. Yes, that did happen. Can confirm.
And then bought it immediately when it came out on DVD. It was a classic. It was a classic. And this movie decided to lean on that. And nothing new. Like, I mean, they just like, and did anybody catch Jason Mewes' meth mouth teeth? Like, he's got like the dentures in now. Did you see how perfectly white?
Like the veneers?
Yeah. It was like perfectly white. I mean, he's obviously sober now and hey, good for him, but not as funny.
I think he was heroin was his drug of choice.
I think it was.
I don't think you're saying no to too much when you're in that state.
That is true. But
I'm sure he dabbled.
In some sort of defense, I do think they were...
I'm not done.
Okay.
I just want to say, if you're Kevin Smith and you've got... I mean, you have Ben Affleck. You've got Chris Hemsworth. You've got all these reaches of people to like come in and make this movie like something that's something like barely funny. Like the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back was hilarious.
Yep.
Why was this so bad? It was sailed. It was exactly what Matt said. It was like... this will make money. We'll make fun of Comic-Con and Marvel movies. Ride it. Boom. Say Snoochie Boochies. There you go. You got a movie. Like, it was like so disappointing. I'm done.
I do feel like that was almost intentional to the reboot that they were trying to do, where they say they're just going to change enough to make you buy it, but it'll basically be the same movie, which was what it felt like to me. I mean, the jokes weren't necessarily as good, but when, you know, it went along the lines of the same thing. It felt to me like that's what he was trying to do. I don't think he executed it as well as he wanted to, but I, you know, that's why I think that happened.
I guess if the joke is being played on the audience, it's not that funny. Like, if it's like,
for us, hey, yeah, guys, Kevin Smith might have loved this.
Yeah, he thought it was great. I just pulled the ultimate. I made a reboot and sold it to everybody making fun of reboots, and I made a shitload of money. Ha ha ha. You guys are idiots. We all watched it. Like, he's making fun of us. Like, it was like he made bullshit. Like, that sucked. It wasn't funny. He ran the exact, all he did was he took the last movie and he just did the same thing, which, yeah, he called it.
Home Alone 2 did.
He called it. Yeah, he called it. He was like, yeah, that's what a reboot, whatever. What, you know, I get that he's making fun of the industry, but hey, man, the industry survives on our dollar.
You're part of the industry and we're paying for your
film. Yeah, like, you're making fun of us.
There's a way to do it. I'm saying there was plenty of opportunities to be funny there. There was plenty of setups where they could have done so much better.
I like the Fred Armisen Uber driver. I thought he was funny. Yeah. I wish there was more of him. I liked the Chris Hemsworth virtual guy. Dude, I hated everything that Silent Bob. I hated the fucking text message thing. I hated the fuck, like,
emoji thing.
He spent like, I hate that too. I hate it.
But let me tell you, my dog is fucking terrified of that ding. So every time that went off, my dog was like fucking running to me, like, to protect her from the sound of that fucking phone.
See, now that's fucking funny.
Yeah, that's better than what we just watched.
But I think Ben Affleck's part was pretty funny too.
It was all right. I liked his, like, when he was like, oh, the town and Jersey Girl. He like said all the movies he was in.
Or the, he couldn't think of Batman's mom's name.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
Whose name escapes me at the moment.
Yeah. Because that was, yeah. Yeah.
Why did you say that name?
There was points in this movie that made me laugh. I liked, they're like, you don't Netflix and chill? Oh, you don't, no, we Hulu and hump. And then it was like, oh no, we just go to Redbox and jerk off. Like, that shit was funny. I think that's what they said. I didn't like the whole, obviously Kevin Smith's daughter got forced into this movie, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that was.
And Jason Mew's daughter did too.
Which one was she?
Ben Affleck's daughter in it.
Oh, okay. Because I knew when I recognized Kevin Smith's daughter, because, like, she was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She was one of the hippies. And I was like, oh, she's in this. And then she was in the whole thing. I'm like, God damn. I don't know. It just felt gross to me. And I didn't like it. And it wasn't like Jay and Silent Bob Strike
Back. I think the biggest part is the disappointment, because you have high expectations going in. Yeah. All right, well, let's jump into the other movie, which is...
He's already forgot it because it sucked. It's called When We First Met.
It was Palm Springs without the comedy.
prior to Palm Springs.
Prior to Palm Springs, yeah.
All right.
Who wore it better?
Oh, Palm Springs, absolutely. If I'm meant to defend this movie in this portion, I'm going to have a rough time because I cannot. I had never seen it. As Adrian said, I was going by movies that I hadn't seen that were streaming. I liked Adam Driver. We all love Workaholics.
Adam Driver.
God damn it. I did it again. You know what? It's because Adam Driver is so prevalent now that I just say his name more than I say Adam Devine. Right? Adam Devine. Right?
Yes, that's right.
We all love Workaholics. Adam Devine. So I was like, hey, can't be that bad. Hey, if it's Workaholics like times 0.5, it'll be funny. I was wrong. It was not. It was Workaholics time 0.13. But I was less disappointed by this movie than I was Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. And I'll tell you, because I hadn't seen either. But I had an expectation going into Jay and Silent Bob. I thought, man, Kevin Smith's going to do me right. I thought, dude, it's Jay, it's Silent Bob. he's going to have an all-star cast, all these famous celebrities going to make fun of Hollywood. I'm going to lose, but I'm going to enjoy it because this is going to be a great movie and it's going to be funny and who cares? But now that I sit here, I'm like, you know what? Neither movie was really funny. Jay and Silent Bob wasn't funny, which was a comedy. Mine was almost more like teen rom-com, and it had just as many laughs as Jay and Silent Bob did. I should have been blown out of the water. I should have been like, dude, you lost. Kevin Smith killed it with Jay and Silent Bob reboot, and we all laugh about it. But actually, the fact that I'm hanging around is like news enough to say how bad that movie sucked. Hey, mine wasn't great. I had no idea, but it was fun. There was some funny parts. There was parts where Adam Driver was like getting hit with a plant. And she's like, don't touch her. Don't touch her, asshole. God, I did it again. Adam Devine. But she goes, don't touch her asshole. He's like, don't touch her asshole. Like, I mean, I laughed. I laughed out loud. It was funny. There was good parts in the movie. There was a couple lines that I laughed at. The same amount, I would say, that I laughed at to Jay and Silent Bob, which is a shame. It should be a win for Adrian, but it wasn't. And that is a shame.
Adrian, go ahead and give us your opinion on Wes's movie.
So I will agree with some of the things Wes said there, that I should have been the clear winner that blew him out of the water. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. I still think my movie is better than this pile of garbage you were forced to witness. This movie is an hour and 37 product ad turned into a rom-com. It's basically just a blueberry Red Bull fucking advertisement. Like, let's throw some jokes in there. Let's get Adam Devine. Let's get Adam Driver in there. Any of them.
Yeah.
Let's do that. And let's just turn this fucking, these bunch of ads for anything we want to advertise into a movie. And that's what fucking happened here. This was a rom-com, which I don't know why he would submit a rom-com to you, Matt. Do you seem like a rom-com guy? I don't think so.
I'm not a rom-com guy, Wes.
Yeah.
For the record.
Noted.
Matt, are me and you brothers?
No, we're not brothers.
Is that something your brother should know?
Yeah. I talk about disappointing.
Yeah. So, I mean, sure, my movie was hyped up more, but I don't think it's any worse than his movie. And I think him submitting a movie, knowing you so much better than I do, and he thinks this is what he has to offer, his blood.
Hey, if I would have submitted it, if I would have got to submit a movie that I watched knowing him, I would have submitted something that I thought he knew. I had to do the same thing as you and submit something that we've all never seen, which I did. And no one ate a delicious meal in either movie, and no one was kicked in the nuts in either movie, which your movie should have kicked somebody in the nuts.
I'll agree with you there. I was very disappointed in that.
I was like, oh man, here comes the extra point. I'm going to watch the cock knocker comes in. I'm like, oh, this guy is going to for sure hit somebody in the nuts. Here's an extra point. None. I'm like, man, that's like a safety in the end zone.
I do have some arguments to make for the extra point, but let me finish demolishing your movie even more really quick before we go into that. So at one point, the girl says she doesn't trust a guy who has coffee with whipped cream on it. What kind of bullshit is that? That's the best way to have coffee. If you've never had coffee with whipped cream on it, you're a piece of shit. You need to fucking reevaluate everything in your life and go put some whipped cream on your coffee.
I agree with that. Like one of those frozen ones.
First words.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. If you think less of a person for doing that, what does that say about you for judging me? Am I right?
Well, fuck that girl.
I like you taking a strong stance on your coffee choice.
Yeah, it's something I'm passionate about. Even though this was a product placement movie, as I think we can all agree, it shouldn't have been any longer than 1 hour. That's the maximum I can take advertisements for. Just straight.
Every movie's got to be 1:30 at least, right? 1:20, 1:15.
I think most movies, yeah. This one, I think we should get down to an hour. This should have been like a little bit longer than Arbitrage. Like how Arbitrage should have been like 30 minutes. Longer. So this should have been like 45 to an hour.
It should be a double feature, Arbitrage. Yeah,
Arbitrage and this.
And when we first met.
Yeah, you go to the drive-in, you're having a down week, and then you leave and like, fuck, at least I didn't have a hand in making either of those two piles of shit.
They fucking got me again.
Yep. And also, there's a lot of drinking in Wes's movie, which sends the wrong message, I think. I don't think people should be... abusing alcohol the way they did in this movie.
It's just to get through that movie. I mean, the guy's fucking living in Adam Driver's shadow too, which is not easy.
I mean, not only did they drink in the movie, but they made you want to drink during it. So that's really negative, I think. Really negative. But yeah, that's all I have for Wes's movie. I think he should be ashamed of himself. I tried to do a good thing, and he didn't even try. So I think that's the difference between us.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I asked for a delicious meal, which was me, let's be honest, that was me sailing in, which I was given in Jay and Silent Bob. And I also asked for...
There was a meal in Jay and Silent Bob?
No.
They ordered the food, but they never ate.
No. I'm saying that was me sailing in a requirement for the movie.
Oh, gotcha.
And Jay and Silent Bob was sailed in as well. So there's a play there. The kick in the nuts. Someone did get kicked in the nuts, and it was me, by both of you guys, which I'm very disappointed in. And here's what I'm going to do.
Well, I have some...
You want to chime in on that? Yeah, go ahead.
I want to make a case for some things in my movie to consider for bonus points.
I'll hear it.
In the Fred Armisen's Uber, he speaks of someone taking a shit in the back of his Uber. I mean, it wasn't on camera, but definitely someone took a shit there. And it was most likely in his pants. I doubt he pulled his pants down to do it. So there's that. And
he
also, did say
he couldn't get it out of the pleather, though. So,
yeah, I mean, it could have gone through. It could have been very liquidy. We don't know the consistency of this.
Maybe he's wearing pleather pants.
I motion to the jury to find the consistency of the shit, please.
It's in the form of two movies.
Very true. Also, when they launch the porta potty at the KKK, they shoot shit all over them, and that's basically like shitting your pants, shitting on a bunch of Ku Klux Klan members.
Shitting on your pants, yeah.
It wasn't exactly what you asked for, but I feel like it was closer to the mark than Wes's movie.
I feel like in my movie, they also shit, and Adam Devine, when he was at the wedding, blamed his barfing on rolled tacos and whatever else he ate there, so he obviously ate.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Detective
here.
Lang.
I did a delicious meal.
Detective Lang.
I started at the source and I worked my way back. And then also, he said something about, like, don't hit me in the nuts. It was off camera, but she did swing the tree at his nuts. But we didn't see it. So I'm not saying it's a full thing, but I'm like, hey, if there's half points, there was a nut shot, but it was like just talked about.
This is what I'm going to do. Everything I just said, I lied. I'm going to go with Wes wins just because of the massive disappointment.
God damn it.
Yeah. Hell this yeah.
Fucking bullshit, man.
It was the entire thing was bullshit. So,
yeah, I got to say, Adrian, I did not like my movie either. I think I gave it a 2.5 or somewhere around there. But I think I gave fucking Jay and Silent Bob. I was just bummed about that. I really wanted it to win. I would have taken the L.
Yeah, I mean, nothing I can do about it. I wish I could make a better movie.
You know what? It was a blind entry. It was a blind entry. There's no love lost here. All right, guys, that's the Battle Royale we've all been waiting for. Now let's go to extra credits. Does anybody have any extra credits this week?
The three piles of shit was enough for me. I tapped out after that.
Fair enough. Aaron, did you watch anything else?
Yeah, I watched a couple films. First one I watched was called Message from the King from 2016. It is on Netflix currently, starring Chadwick Boseman, Teresa Palmer, Luke Evans, and Tom Felton. And it's basically about this guy that lives in South Africa, and he's going to Los Angeles because his sister called him, and then he couldn't get a hold of her. And he's basically trying to find her the whole movie. It's a pretty cool movie. I liked it. The only reason I really watched it is because it was a Chadwick Boseman movie, and he just recently passed away, so I wanted to check it out.
Oh, that's Black Panther, right?
Yeah. Yes, Black Panther. But yeah, I'd say definitely check it out. It's cool. It's kind of like a, not quite like John Wick, but along the lines, maybe like a more mild John Wick style movie.
What's it called again?
Message from the King. I gave it 4 stars. Saw it just to blind watch. I saw one of his movies on Netflix. I was like, yeah, I'll check it out. It's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Sounds cool.
I'll check that out.
The other movie I watched is called I'm Thinking of Ending Things from 2020 on Netflix. So this is starring Jesse Buckley and Jesse Plemons. So Jesse Squared, I think is what they call him when they both star in a movie.
J to the two times. Yep.
Yeah. Are you guys familiar with what Jesse Plemons looks like? I think he's Matt Damon, like at first, every time I see that guy. It's really weird.
No idea who that is.
But I know who's in that movie, and no, I don't think he looks like Matt Damon. But
he definitely does look like Matt Damon. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like I always think it's Matt Damon, and then I realize it's not.
I do know who it is, right? Jesse Plemons is...
I want you to pull up Jesse Plemons' pictures on your computer right now.
I'll do it. Actually, I'm going to share the screen so everyone can... We can all make a decision.
Yeah, he looks like Matt Damon, but like fucked up.
Yeah, like he looks like a distorted... I'm like, is Matt Damon in prosthetics? Yeah.
No way, dude. No, he's the guy... That's the dude from Fargo. He was in... I saw him in Fargo.
He looks like if Matt Damon fucked... what's that dude's name?
Adam Driver.
No, I gotta look at this guy's name. If Matt Damon fucks Philip Seymour Hoffman and they had a baby, that's what he looks like.
Okay, I can see that. I mean, I can't see them fucking and then it resulting in a child, but yeah, no, I just see like mixing them together.
I don't see how the birth would actually happen, but
technicality.
There's a lot of science behind there I don't understand. So
I see the mix. Yeah.
Okay, so this movie, all I'm going to say about this movie, it is by far the strangest movie I've ever seen, and I challenge everyone to watch it.
Whoa, that's quite the fucking statement for that.
It is.
I kind of got to see it now.
I'm going to leave it at that. And that's all I got for this week.
Well, I only had one. Obviously, we had a filled week with three movies. But I did manage to squeeze one more in. I watched Class Action Park. It was directed by Seth Porges and Chris Charles Scott III. This is on HBO. This is a documentary, and this is about this crazy water park that they built in New Jersey in like 1980-something. And this guy would just like send dummies down slides to like, oh, yeah, this slide's closed because the head popped off of the dummy we just had at the bottom of the it was pretty much no rules. Like, it's awesome, kind of nostalgic 80s look at this like crazy park that this guy built. But
that sounds pretty entertaining.
Good documentary. Yeah, a solid documentary. They have like comedians that had been at the park, and they have, you know, different people that they interview. And I guess the one thing I will say is that like people died at this park, and they kind of downplay, you know, the seriousness of it. But
in the name of like they're trying to keep the documentary funny, like upbeat.
Yeah. I mean, but they definitely pay their respect. Like they're like, hey, this was also pretty fucking dangerous. Like,
yeah, serious.
Many people. Yeah. But you just got to watch it. It, you know, people think two different ways about it. And it's just kind of it's funny. I think Johnny Knoxville was involved somehow. I think
they made him. It reminded me of the movie Action Point, which is probably based off that park.
Probably. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's about like a crazy fucking like park like you just described. And yep. Johnny Knoxville did like a lot of the stunts in it and fucked himself up pretty bad too.
Yeah, this is the real version of that. It's a great documentary. I would check it out, like especially if you're just sitting around and you don't know what to watch, like watch this. It's funny and it'll keep you entertained. Yeah. But as far as documentaries go, you're not going to walk away from it going like, oh, I'm so much smarter.
Enlightened.
Now, but, yeah. I shouldn't eat grain anymore.
Yeah.
You see what they're doing to the people at SeaWorld?
The people. I think the people were fine at SeaWorld.
Fish are people, dude.
That's facts.
Fish people.
That's facts.
Yep. So that's what I have for my extra credits. You know, this has been a very negative episode. Everyone's been like angry. We've been like trashing shit. We've been all mad about stuff. Adrian, you said some things that hurt my feelings earlier.
Yeah, fuck your feelings.
I'm still not over.
You guys both disrespected me.
And you disrespected us likewise by submitting the movie Arbitrage.
That's true.
Yeah. Everyone's fighting. Like, this is just not right. What we need to do is get ourselves right by submitting some movies to the randomizer. And the randomizer will bring us back to even. All right. Who wants to repent their sins first? Who sinned the worst today?
Technically, Adrian did.
I guess according to you, I don't feel that way clearly, but I'll go first. So there's a whole lot of not funny movies, and even the ones that weren't supposed to be funny weren't funny either. So I still didn't like it. So I'm going to submit a movie that I hope is funny to try to fucking get us back on track with this laugh train.
I like it.
I'm going to submit a movie from 2014 called Search Party on Netflix. And it's starring Adam Pally, TJ Miller, Thomas Middleditch, and Allison Brie.
Sounds like a good plot or a good, I mean, cast.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that Adam Driver? Is that
Yes, Adam Driver. Synopsis is a pair of friends embark on a mission to reunite their pal with the woman he was going to marry. And that's all.
Sounds delicious. I'll go ahead and go next. Adrian, when you brought up one of your extra credits, actually happened to be the one that I wanted to submit.
Oh, which one?
I'm thinking of Ending Things by Charlie Kaufman, 2020 on Netflix. He did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. He did Being John Malkovich. I saw the trailers.
You know, lots of weird movies.
It does look like the weirdest movie I've ever seen. And I was like,
that's a good header for leading up to the weirdest movie you've ever seen. Both those movies are fucking weird. So,
yeah.
So I watched the preview. I was like, dude, this looks weird. I want to watch it. It ended up being one of your extra credits, but
let's get fucking weird.
Yeah. And I did recommend everyone see. I'd say maybe I challenged everyone to go and see it.
Threw down the gauntlet.
All right, Matt.
All right. I'm going to go with Guns Akimbo.
Oh, nice.
This is a movie on Amazon Prime. And it's for directors Jason Leigh Howden, which I don't recognize at all. But Daniel Radcliffe, Samara Weaving, Ned Dennehy, Natasha Liu Bordizzo, and Rhys Darby. And Miles is a video game developer who inadvertently becomes the next participant in a real-life deathmatch that streams online. While Miles soon excels at running away from everything, that won't help him outlast Nyx, a killer at the top of her game. Honestly, I just picked this thing because of the cover. I was browsing through. I am reading a book by its cover, and it looked just looked crazy, funny, over-the-top, violent comedy.
I've heard good things about it. I have not seen it, but I look forward to seeing it at some point.
I've also heard the name. I know nothing about it. Awesome. All right, let's put them in, guys. Let's see what she comes back with. Marking. Come to Daddy by Adrian's suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
I think I remember this one. This is another Elijah Wood movie, correct?
I believe so, yes.
All right. But do you remember the synopsis?
I do. Norval Greenwood, a privileged man-child, arrives at the beautiful and remote coastal cabin of his estranged father, who he hasn't seen in 30 years. He quickly discovers that not only is his dad a disapproving jerk, he also has a shady past that is rushing to catch up with him. Now, hundreds of miles from his cushy comfort zone, Norval must battle with demons, both real and perceived, in order to reconnect with his father he barely knows.
Hell yeah.
Wow. What are they categorizing this movie as? A drama?
I don't know. It's probably got a few listings there, I'm guessing.
Guess we'll find out.
Yes, we will.
Well, guys, that's the show. And check out this movie, Come to Daddy, and hit us up. Tell us what you think about it. Hit us up at healthystreampodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at healthy_stream. We want to hear from you guys, man. We want to hear your suggestions. We're going to read whatever you say on air. If you guys hated the shit, if you liked it, we just want to hear what you guys say. So hit us up with those two things, or you can follow me on Letterboxd, see what I'm watching, see what I'm checking out. Look at my little reviews on Letterboxd at Nice Marmot with a zero, NICEMARM0T. Adrian, where can they find Anus Wide Shut?
They can find Anus Wide Shut on Letterboxd if you're looking the right spot, which is Letterboxd. Make sure to rate our podcast on whatever you listen to or whatever you're listening to it on, and also review it. Be as honest as you feel like being, or lie. We don't really don't care, honestly.
Yeah, lie when it comes to the new stars and then just give us hell in the review.
Yeah, we prefer you lie and give us a 5-star and then talk shit. you know, we'll take that to heart, but just give us the five.
Yeah. Also, check out the show notes. It's got a list of everything on the randomizer, a list to all of our Letterboxd profiles, all the movies we watched for the week, and anything you need to know is in there. Matt?
Letterboxd goes to 11. Common spelling, all spelled out. Like I said, hit us up, let us know everything. And that's, you know, we've wrapped it up. Everything with our butt plugs.
We've pulled the butt plugs out.
Free to entry.
I gotta tell you, it's much comfortable to sit now that those butt plugs are out.
Enter the gerbils.
I'm tired of all this goddamn negativity.
We're gonna be much more positive.
Yeah, be more positive next episode, or I'm gonna submit Jay and Silent Bob reboot to the randomizer.
The most positive film.
Say bye, man.
Bye.
Trying to end this fucking thing.